Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful.com, here with a name you know, Thunder Rosa, and you know her from a little bit of everywhere. You know her from Lucha Underground. You know her from NWA. You're going to know her from AEW, but you're also going to know her from Mission Pro Wrestling, Friday, September 18th, 2020. She's taking on Lindsay Snow. There's La Rosa Negra against Big Swole. Alex Gracia is on that show. Looking like a lot of fun. You all can check it out on Title Match Wrestling. You've got so much going on right now.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. But everything that is happening right now is happening for a reason. Oh, my God. Sorry. Somebody tried to call me. What's up? I'm like, y'all, like, I'm busy right now. So everything that is happening for a reason. So it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. I'm really excited. And I cannot be thankful to life, to everybody that – oh my God. Hold on. I can't talk right now. I'm telling you, every time I'm trying to do something, something else happens or something else. My life.
It's good that it happened there while we're talking about how busy you are.
Exactly. Right. So I was saying, I just want to thank absolutely everybody who has vouched for me, who has extended a helping hand and has done absolutely everything possible to help me get to the next level. And, you know, and Mission Pro Wrestling is definitely one thing that that we're really excited. Again, people have, like, poured their support, you know, financially with their work, with volunteering to, like, make it happen. We are almost at capacity of online tickets that we were going to sell. And I cannot stress it enough. Like, I'm so excited. And, like, a lot of the ladies, they've been working really hard doing interviews. I know, like, we've been putting them in, like, an uncomfortable situation because people don't like to be interviewed on camera because they're really new. They don't know what to say, but they're doing everything they can because they believe in what we're doing, and I'm beyond excited about this.
And you look up and down this card, and it's just name after name of person who could emerge as a major prospect in wrestling. Like, it would not shock me if, like, five or six people on this card ended up getting signed by WWE, AEW, Ring of Honor, any number of places within the next year, because you see so many companies scrambling for experienced, good female talent. And this seems like a great opportunity to gain that experience, network, any number of things.
Yes, I think Mission Pro Wrestling, that's what I envision for the future. It's not only a place in where we're going to have new talent coming in, but we're gonna definitely work with some of the talent to, like, really help them on how to work a camera, how to, like, cut a promo, how to be successful as a professional wrestler without having to have a contract, and how you can become the next hot thing for that big company that you want to work for. Because it's like, for me, it is really heartbreaking when I see people that are very talented, but they haven't really been seen because they're lacking of everything else that you need to have right now in this day of, this day of, like, social media, and you don't have it because either you don't know, you're afraid of doing posts, it's so much that comes just with wrestling. Like, it's not enough that you are a good wrestler. You have to be really good at social media. You have to really engage with the fans. Engagements on Twitter, engagements on YouTube. It's all about numbers. If you don't have the numbers, you don't get the sponsorships. If you don't have the numbers, you don't get the things that you want. If you don't have the numbers, you don't get the contract, the money that you want. So that's a very important part of us as women, teaching other women and empowering them that when they go to the next level, like knowing their worth and knowing what they can do with their social platform.
And you're quite the person to take that kind of advice from, because you have your hands in everything and you burst onto the scene. It was like really quick. You went from like debuting to stardom to Lucha Underground. Like, you went from nobody knew who you were to on TV and having traveled Japan in a matter of no time. And now not only that, Ring of Honor, AEW, NWA, you've got an unmatched level of experience in a short amount of time. Like, how do you manage doing all that? Like, you got into wrestling and all of a sudden, bam, 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 one after the other, situations kept happening.
It was what we wanted to do from the beginning. That was my goal. Like, my goal was never to get signed in WWE. That was not my goal. Because, like, I know when I started, I was 26 years old. That my, I was 26 or 28. No, I was 28. I'm sorry. I was 28. I was 27 when I started training for acrobatics and all that stuff. I never really did sports. I was a nerd. I wanted to get my master's degree. I wanted to be a social worker, a therapist. That's what I felt like my calling was. But then I found wrestling, you know, and then with all the unfortunate events happened for me before I even started wrestling, I was like, this is just a wake up call that, one, I don't have time to be like, oh man, I've been wrestling for 10 years and no. I'm going to say I've been wrestling for 2 years and this is how much I achieved, because I'm an overachiever. And my husband and I, we were always like, no, you need to go for more. You need to strive for more. I don't want you to be a weekend warrior. I want you to do this for a living. I want you to be a professional athlete. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. But I was like, no, you can't do it. And I'm going to help you. So I had really strong, strong support at home. And the fact that I'm very driven and just in my personality, I'm just like, I don't accept no for an answer. And even when I get slapped in the face, I'll be like, all right, I'm just gonna, you know, wipe my tears and keep going and fight harder and you know, make my name mean something, you know. And that's what we've been doing with all the opportunities that happen. When I went to stardom, like right away, like we started getting booking and started making the name hot. We got really decent bookings that allow us to be signed for Lucha Underground. It happened to be at the right place at the right time. They give me a great, you know, a character. I was not ready for it. But you know what? I knew I wasn't ready for it, but I worked super hard. But in the next season, I was ready, like in-ring ready for it, you know? So that's it. It's like always jumping to the opportunity and never saying, you know what? I just can't do it. No, I can't have that mentality. I'm 29 years old. There is an 18-year-old girl who probably her joints hurt less, who has a lot more time, has no kids. She's not married and she can, you know, go further. But I'm hungrier than you are, honey. So it's always been that mentality. Even now, with the opportunities that I had with NWA or with, you know, with now with AEW and All Out next Saturday, I am very hungry. And when I'm in the ring training, I train even harder than the rookies. Why? Because I want to be on top and I want to keep my position and I want to help the girls in Mission Pro or anything that I'm running so they can see, hey, if Thunder Melissa is doing it, I can do it. I mean, I jump into MMA at 33 years old.
Yeah.
You know, with no experience, because this is how driven I am. When I set myself into something, I'm like, screw this. I'm going to do it no matter what the results are. Yes, I did not win, but I did gain a lot of confidence. I get a lot more passion for the business and the respect that it just humbled me in an incredible way, because it makes me work harder. You know, because I know I'm going to get another fight, you know, and I know my opponents have a lot more experience than I do, but they don't have the dog and the heart that I have.
Yeah. You know? So when you do these Mission Pro shows, is that something that you ever consider doing, like maybe seminars with all these women? Because you've worked TV for Ring of Honor, Women of Wrestling, NWA, AEW, Lucha Underground, any number of places you have worked TV for, and you've got unique experience in that regard. In that a lot of these women have not had that. the opportunities are getting there, and much of that is with Mission Pro. Is that something that they come up and ask you about, or like any type of that way?
No, that's what we're working on. I think this first show was just like, you know, putting the stage for what we want to do and what we want to work on. But in the future shows, that's definitely one thing that I want to do as workshops with the ladies, that even the ones that are not booked, like, would like to have like local girls that are starting or that been in the business for a while to like get knowledge that is not your typical, let's do an arm drag, drop down, you know, leapfrog, fire up. Like, no, it's like, once you're done doing that, and even if you're not very good at wrestling, what can you do to be a business owner, to be your own business, to like, you know, be somebody that people want to book you no matter what, you know? It's like, what are the steps? Like, what can you use? Like, this stuff like that, which I'm really excited because I have a lot of friends that they're in the business. They're business owners. So I would like to have them come and talk to them about what is that they do, like the steps that they take, because sometimes we don't know and we're shy to ask.
And you mentioned the MMA run for Combate. They love booking pro wrestlers in fights. They love it. Like, they've made quite a niche doing it. Like, we've seen it happen with Alberto Del Rio. We've seen it happen with you. And I had heard last year they were interested in possibly bringing in Ivelisse at one point. Do you think you'll ever do that again? Or is that just something you wanted to experience?
No, I'm actually signed with them for 3 more fights.
Okay.
So I've been the last 6 months, I'll say, the last 6 months I've been training MMA nonstop. I haven't really like trained pro wrestling for a while, but my MMA training has helped me develop my in-ring skills. Like you don't even have a clue. Like, yeah. Well, I can grab a hold, and I was like, oh, now I know how can I move you, and how can I do this, and how can I do that? So it's like, it made me a lot more fierce, because I'm learning so many other different martial arts that is not only just one. And I think it just brings the best out of me.
Do you ever find yourself in a situation where like somebody slaps on a chin lock, they don't have a hook in, they don't have your hip blocked, and you're like, oh, instinctively, I'm just turning into that because I'm so used to grappling. I'm so used to doing this.
Yeah, it happens. Happens all the time.
I find that happens a lot with like wrestlers who are so used to staying off their back. When they start, they take their first wrestling class, they're going flat back or something like that. They're immediately up. They're shooting for a double leg, single leg. And it works. It can work good and bad. And I mean, I think it's best to have that experience. That way you're never in a situation where you're lost or anything like that. You can always find your way. If you know, the way I was always told, if you know how to fight or work without ropes, you're almost never lost.
No, it's totally true. It's totally true. It's like you find your ways to like make a good match or tell a good story, and you don't need to like, you know, run the ropes or anything like that. It's very minimum, and that's what I've been enjoying, because you get to create. I like to be creative in the ring, and I love it. Like with jiu-jitsu and stuff, it's so much fun.
Reminder, guys, check out Mission Pro Wrestling September 18th. It's on Title Match Wrestling. Lots of good stuff there, but You've just got so much going on at all times. You are on All Out this Saturday as we're filming this. What an opportunity. You were on TV like all the time, any number of promotions. How did this come about? How did you first hear of this?
It just happened. Jay and AEW worked together to make it happen. I know that the interest of me getting booked in one of the shows was there. Like, I was contacted, and I went through where I needed to go through, and they made it happen. For me, it was like a surprise to like be like, oh, by the way, you're in All Out. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. I'm not expecting this, but I'm ready. You know, I've been ready. So, like they work it out. AEW and NWA, they're doing a cross promotional thing, and it's historical, because it's like, I think this is the first female NWA champion that goes to another promotion and, you know, fights another champion. So what an opportunity, and what a time, 2020, to make this happen, you know, after all the terrible things that happened during COVID and all the other drama and unfortunate events that had happened for women. You know, this is like something big, and I think it should be celebrated no matter what. Not because it's me, mm-hmm. but it's because you know, Sheeta and I, we're both very passionate about professional wrestling. She's herself has been wrestling for 9 years, and she's one of the greatest young talents in Japan. And not only that, she's also a multifaceted athlete. You know, she did judo. She's an actress. She's been hustling all her life to be where she's at, and now she is the AEW champion. Again, I'm not faced with her skills. I face opponents that are just as good or even better. I think that the upper hand that I have is I know her more than she knows me. And I said this before. So that's where I'm, that's my strategy going in the ring, is like taking advantage of the things that I know about her and knowing that hopefully she did her homework, you know, cause I told her straight up in Japanese what I was coming for. So it's happening.
So this was something that I assume was brought to you by Billy Corgan. Like, he let you know, oh, we're doing this. So that means that contact, it had to have been initiated between AEW and Billy Corgan, because quite frankly, as ambitious as you are and as often as we see you going to other places, there were a lot of people that were like, oh, well, Thunder Rosa might have set that up herself for all we know and just got them to sign off on it. But we also saw Billy.
I'm with NWA, and I'm very respectful when I work with companies, you know, that they're like putting their time and money in me. And yes, it was a collaborative effort with NWA and AEW.
Did that surprise you? Because, I mean, we've seen NWA work with a variety of promotions dating back decades. The NWA, no matter who's running it, finds a way to integrate themselves into other promotions as well as doing their own thing. So did that surprise you at all?
I mean, it's 2020.
Yeah.
I think at this point, like, nothing should surprise me anymore. But I'm glad it was me. You know, I'm glad it was a La Mera Mera that's coming in and, you know, into a bigger arena, into a bigger stage and a bigger platform. And I could not be more happy than this. You know, it's like, again, it's like the culmination of all this work, sacrifice, tears, you know, failures. You know, and because, you know, they were able to work things together, I was able to now be in the ring and now, like, see what AEW is all about. And again, I'm, like, beyond grateful. I never asked for it, but I'm glad it's happening. I put it on the universe that things will happen a certain way, and it happened. But I'm really grateful that this is happening the way that it's happening.
So we saw the vignettes and the signing, so to speak. How did that come about? Did they bring you down? Did they film that remotely? Where did all this take place, the filming that we saw on AEW thus far?
Jacksonville. Everything is, like, taped in Jacksonville. And that was, like, that signing was really intense. I really enjoy the promo. Really good. It really, like they were saying, it's like a big fight feel. But I like I said from the beginning, I came here to steer the pot, you know? I didn't just come here for, oh, I'm just booked and, like, I'm going to have fun. No, man, it's just like, I'm here to, like, go all out, you know? I have nothing to lose, man, yeah. Nothing.
Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Zero. I come here and I put it on Twitter. I come here on her turf with her fans, with her people for her title. Coming in or without the title, I still have a lot more to win than anybody else's ever, you know? And as, I just feel like it's the same with when I got into the cage, the first time that I got into the cage. But a lot of people are like, no, you have a lot to lose because you have all these followers and you have this. Like I said, no, she has more to lose because if she gets choked or she can't finish me, they're going to be like, this girl has no experience and you couldn't finish her.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. I'm the underdog. She ain't. I've been in this situation my whole entire career. And I continue to be in that situation all the time. No matter what I do, no matter what accolades, no matter how many TV shows I worked in, it doesn't matter. It's still the same thing. So that's why I'm so excited for Saturday. Because I'm going to show the world, the universe, who I really am and why they've been missing. And why they should not sleep on me.
And with all due respect to their women's roster, they are a little short-handed right now. They had a lot of unfortunate injuries. And a lot of people wondered, who could they possibly book in that amount of time to make it a big fight? And they're like, oh, well, we're going out and we're bringing in the NWA World Women's Champion, which I don't think anybody saw coming. That came out of, like, left field. So when you pop up on the show, people are like, okay, yeah, that's a pay-per-view match. Like you said, the big fight feel. Champion, champion. You mentioned feeling, like, the same way as MMA. You've been in that type of situation before, the big fight, so to speak. You and Allison Kay had, like, one of the best received matches of the year. And then you all ran it back and did it again, and it was awesome. When you – is there something that you can tell? Is there a certain point in that match where you can just tell, ah, this is clicking. This is going to be one people are going to talk about for a long time?
I remember there was, like – I was talking to Allison in the back, and there was one specific thing in part of the story that I was like, I bet people are going to be like, this is awesome. When they started, I was like, this is it. Like, this is it. It was just like the intensity from the moment that we both got down the stairs and we were presented. I think we right there and there, like it was it. Like that was it. Literally we didn't even have to do anything in there. It was just the chemistry that was there. And the passion and the emotion and the storytelling, I think that even make it even better. For me, once the match was over and we went to the back and how we were received by veterans from, like, you know, the end of the 80s and how they were like, this is exactly what we were looking for. That was, to me, I was like, yeah, this is going to be like match of the year probably.
So, I mean, was there anybody in particular that gave you any kind words or any feedback on that type of match? Because it was the match with the most buzz out of that entire show and really that entire weekend.
It was Trevor Murdoch was my agent from the beginning. So he, from the beginning, like, he will always be like, hey, you come here to, you know, to make it look real, girl.
Yeah.
Make it happen, you know. Another person that they used to call me, you are our hammer. Be the hammer. Always be the hammer. Then Eddie Kingston, like, he literally, like, hugged Allison and I, and he cried, and he's like, that's, like, one of the most beautiful things I ever seen. You know? Because you guys didn't just show that you guys are women's wrestlers. You guys show that you guys are wrestlers, you know? Like, it doesn't matter your gender. Like, you are fighters. And I was like, that's a lot. That's a lot to me, you know? I mean, everybody was really happy with their result.
And obviously NWA is taking some time off. There are some issues there. We don't know when they'll be running again. Is that something you'd ever be interested in? Like, maybe helping lead the charge in that regard? You're already very clearly carrying the torch of the NWA. defending the title, going other places, but you're promoting stuff yourself now too.
I mean, if the opportunity comes there, absolutely, why not? It's another thing that I would love to do. I mean, I, like I said, I have a team of people with me that we've been working for years. My husband and I, we've been doing promoting for years, and we've seen like what works and what doesn't, especially with women's wrestling, you know, because like a lot of the times people don't pay attention to women's wrestling in big companies or even like the big indies. They still kind of like one match and like, you know, roll off a little bit. And that's the thing. Like, it's like, stop doing that. Yeah, you stop. Like, we know what we're doing. We work with so many different promoters from Mexico, Japan, you know, and like, we know what people like, you know, we know how to book matches with women, you know, and if, like I said, if the opportunity comes, we don't see why not. We want to make our promotion grow more, you know, and like, again, give opportunities to these young girls. And things are happening little by little, but it, like, again, it will be absolutely amazing if that can happen.
Yeah, it seems like you in like what, the 6 years you've been in wrestling, have went out of your way to learn about every aspect of wrestling that you can. And not only that, but stuff like MMA, which goes into wrestling, and you can accentuate and influence your work doing that. Is there anything that you haven't quite learned that you're eager to pick up on and find out more about?
Yes, there's a lot of things with production, editing, you know, creating, everything that has to do with production. That's one thing I have no patience for, and I still need to work on it. That's why we started the YouTube page, so I can start working on editing, on telling a story, like writing stuff, getting organized, because that's very important, especially if you want to sell the show to a local TV place. You have, you know, your storylines, how are they going to be developed, you know, the stuff that you want to see on the camera. Like, again, Lucha Underground, when I worked in Lucha Underground, I saw all of the aspects of like big production. Yeah. And I'm not talking about wrestling. I'm talking about like cinematic production and the directors, like their views, like the you know, the perspectives, like what they want to see when they did things, the lighting, like all that stuff. Like, that's one thing that I still have to like learn and master, because that's what's going to keep me in the wrestling business for a lot longer than wrestling.
And with respect to Billy Corgan, the previous regime, in which has since been changed, he did all that. Like, he had his hands in every single thing. So now there's that kind of gaping hole there, and it you never know if one person would be able to do that job moving forward. Is there anybody else that like you look at NWA and they have helped you? They've went above and beyond to like help you learn anything else, or really even any other company? Because you've been in WOW, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, you've got a lot of TV experience already.
I usually ask, you know, I used to ask DJ when I was in Lucha if I could sit with the producers and the directors in the back while they were, while the show was going, just to see how things happen. So I did it for like 3 months when I was there. I didn't think we'd run that much. I did it for like a whole month when we were doing the thing. So just like taking notes and seeing, you know, the same thing I've been doing with when I go and visit other places. I ask a lot of questions. It's like, so what are you guys are looking for? Like, you know, how much is costing like to like edit certain matches and like doing this and doing that. I don't know if they get annoyed by me, but I ask like a gazillion questions. And then, you know, I see how like the different companies work, like the writers or like agents observe, you know, just kind of like take it in and be like, okay, this can work for my company. This can work for my company. NWA, I was trying to do that the last season, sitting in the back just to see, you know, how are they editing, delivering and everything. With WOW, I didn't really get a chance to do that as much, but a lot of the people that used to work for WOW, they used to work for Lucha Underground. So I knew like how they will be like recording, taping, doing certain stuff. So, but yeah, but I think that the final part is like the final cut and edit, cut and paste stuff.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, it's really interesting, because they had one, they always had one person for that job. And yes, it was very, the producer or the owner will always be watching how are they cutting, pasting, because they have a perspective and a view of what they want to see on the show.
A vision, so, yeah.
So they were, it was really, really interesting. Especially when I was working in WoW and talking to the guy that used to do the editing. It was like some of the stories that he used and some of them were like, oh my God, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Do you have an update on WoW? Have you heard anything about that? Obviously, they're off of Access TV, and that's a big shot to them.
I don't know, man. They sent us an email. Like, I mean, they're still hopeful that things will happen. You know, David McClane always make it happen.
Oh, of course.
He always makes it happen.
I could ask that guy what the weather is, and he'd find a way to put over the entire roster and the answer. Like, that's how he is.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's one thing I learned about Dave McClane, man. He make things happen, if he does anything. He'll make it happen for you. He sell it for you. So I was like, hey, man, I got to work on those skills. So I don't know. I mean, they had the school, and the COVID happened, and pretty much kind of like, everything went down the drain. And I don't know. I mean, that would be another cool place for me to – I would love to train the girls. I guess another thing. But that's on a long shot, so we'll see.
Well, that's a thing that I always thought was cool about you doing Mission Pro was that, as I mentioned, not only do you have wrestling experience, but you've got MMA experience, and you've been on TV everywhere. And I mean, like, literally everywhere, but, well, maybe I don't think you've done anything with Impact or WWE, but that's it. You've done TV everywhere else. Has WWE or Impact ever reached out to you? Because it seems like Impact, like, right, that would be right up their alley. Really? Never?
I mean,
I know Impact and NWA don't have the best relationship.
I was supposed to go last September for a referee tryout. And
really?
That was like a week before I signed my contract for MMA. So
was Dorian, that in WWE or Impact?
No, that's in WWE. The hurricane happened and my things just keep getting canceled. And then I was just getting too close for me to sign my contract for my fight. And I was already training. I had like 3 months training. And I was like, I can't wait. Like, 1 week's too long for me not to train. Like, I just sent them an email. I said, thanks for the opportunity. Hopefully we can work out something in the future. And I left it as that. And like, that happened. And it's just my career went like skyrocketed, you know, because we made it happen. But yeah, man, it's just like, it's insane. But other than that, like, I never got any emails, interest of nothing. One thing I will tell you too, I'm very particular about, I don't ask. Mm-hmm. I don't be on people's DMs and like, I don't ask. If you don't want me, no matter how many times I send you an email, you probably will, you know, give me a tryout because you're tired of like seeing me and be like, okay, a radar. But I don't ask. Like, my talent, my work, and my work ethic is going to speak volumes. And when they see that in person and they see people that work in the company talking about my work ethic, then I know things are going to happen for me. And they will come and be like, hey, Thunder, are you interested in working our show this time? Absolutely. Let me see if I'm not into a contract and we can do it. If not, it's just be like, no, I can't. And let's talk about it another time. But that's always been my mentality with absolutely everything I've done. If it's for me, if it's written in my destiny, it will be for me. That's why I work so hard all the time. And I continue to work hard, and I will continue to work hard until I retire.
No disrespect to their offer either. And I'm sure you would have been a great ref, but you, it seems like you got a lot of good years ahead of you in the ring. And obviously you do, because one of those years is already, it's happened. You're sitting here. You're about to be on All Out. You're promoting Mission Pro. You're the NWA World Women's Champion. So I think that was almost like a blessing in disguise, so to speak, because you're on the ascent, and you've been on the ascent since 2016, and you're still on the ascent in 2020, and that's a very unique situation to have. As we start to wrap up, you mentioned being there for Lucha Underground. You've done NWA Power. You've done all this stuff, but All Out's going to be live, and I know you've done plenty of live shows as well. How do you handle that? Tape versus live? I know that Lucha Underground was when you were very inexperienced, too. How has that changed over the years, working tape versus live?
You just enjoy it.
Yeah.
You can't think about it. You can't overthink about the moves. You can't overthink about it. It's the most important part, and always been, is connecting with the fans. And emotionally getting involved. They're already emotionally involved in this match.
Yeah.
To come and deliver. And that's what I am going to do. You know, I the whole AW fans that I am going to come and beat Cheetah's ass. And that's what I'm going to come. I'm going to come and beat Cheetah's ass because that's what Thunder Rosa does. That's it.
So you got Mission Pro coming up. If people don't know where to find out about Mission Pro, let them know. Let them know where you are on YouTube, on Twitter, all that good stuff.
So, guys, we are on www.missionprowrestling.net. We actually have a website. A website where you guys can...
It's a good-looking website, too.
Yeah, it's really nifty. Thank you for working on our website. We have all our merchandise. We have hats. We have shirts. We have stickers. We have... fanny packs, face cover.
I love the fanny pack. I saw that earlier. I love the fanny pack.
My friend who designed this one is a local female designer, Garcy Design. She made most of our designs for our merchandise. And you guys can purchase all your stuff there. I will be sending the stuff personally next week because I'm going to be a little bit busy this week.
Yeah.
But also, if you guys want to purchase tickets, you can purchase them there on missionprowrestling.net. If you cannot come to the show, you can always watch it through titlematchnetwork.com, which is another of our partners that have been working with us for a long time. I love Telly. I love Title Match Network. They're really great friends. So they're going to be streaming our show there. And then if you cannot possibly watch it or come, we're going to be selling the DVDs right after the show. But you can get all that stuff. And then you can go on the website and find our social media, which is on Mission Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, Title Match Wrestling does a lot of promotion for women's wrestling specifically, like integral in that, in ways that a lot of people don't even realize. They are heavily invested in that. Thunder Rosa, thank you so much for being generous with your time. I've got a million more things that I could ask you. We'll save that for the next time.
Because you're going to have to interview me after AEW.
I'm going to have to just keep interviewing you. Because I'm like, man, there's so much stuff to get into. And I get the feeling you're going to stay pretty busy.
Oh, we always stay busy. We always stay busy because that's the only way we're going to make a change in this wrestling business. And I'm just going to give you I'm going to speak to the choir. Ladies, you want respect, get that respect by working hard in the ring, outside of the ring, showing some heart, and never giving up, no matter what.
Thunder Rosa, thank you so much. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.